question, you want a story, and it all starts with golf and how golf brings people together. It is my distinct pleasure to bring Mike Boland on with us right now. Mike, welcome to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show.
Well, Ray, thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be on your show.
Mike and I met, Craig, and folks listening, only a few weeks ago. But we knew about each other because I knew that there was a guy named Mike who was a business executive that helped a charity golf event that raised money for scholarships for young people here in the Valley in honor and memory of a young man who was a golfer on the golf team at his high school, but after 9/11 was inspired with his patriotism, his love for country, and he joined the U.S. Army. He became a sergeant. He went to Iraq. He was killed in action. He currently rests at Arlington Cemetery. His family, the Shawls, are one of the great, great American families before and after their son was killed in action. They're a Gold Star family. And Mike, you and your company that you have been an executive with for so many years reached out to them and supported them and helped them so much so that when they finally finished their tour of duty, let's call it, after 15 years of raising money in honor of their son, you were given a very, very well-deserved award. And that night, you and I met together for the very first time, and you knew about me because you used to listen to my radio show driving home on Mondays and watch my television show. So we knew about each other, but we had never met. We met a couple months ago, and all of a sudden one thing led to the other, and I started learning about you. And Mike, it's unbelievable, your story. So let me give you a minute here or two, two or three minutes actually. I want you to give us your story. We met through golf because golf brings great people together for charitable organizations, and it's such a great game to do that. But tell us your story, Mike.
Well, you know, I'm just so very fortunate in a lot of ways. And, you know, I think probably the start of the story is probably the day I was born. You know, I was born without a right hand. And, you know, I've had great parents and great family and great friends that just made me, to this day, not think about it at all. And I think the ultimate compliment I give my parents is that they made me too stupid to realize I had one hand. So I just did everything and do everything. I continue to do that, and I just owe them everything. And, you know, just a few highlights, if you don't mind. Again, just, you know, very fortunate in life. When I was 8 years old, we moved out to Arizona from New Jersey, and just so happened they were looking for a young one-handed boy to play a part in the movie The Trial of Billy Jack. So I played the part of Danny in The Trial of Billy Jack, and really had a good time doing that, and just some fantastic memories from then. A little later on, I had a friend of mine ask me to try bowling. Hey, you want to join a bowling league? And boy, I got so passionate in bowling, it later became the first one-handed professional bowler, and, you know, had a little cup of tea on tour. So that was a lot of fun too. And just to kind of come to current times, had a little cancer battle in 2016, and you know, was fortunate enough to come through that. And because of that, you know, you when you have some health challenges, you kind of look at your life and your bucket list. And there's a couple things I wanted to do if I came out on the other side. And one was hit a couple pro bowling stops, and I've yet to do that, but I'm going to do it. You really inspired me over the weekend, Ray, by giving me a spot in the Senior Open, being able to walk with them, and hey, I'm ready to go back on the Senior Pro Bowler Tour probably. But the other thing is comedy. I started doing comedy because of you know, one of the bucket lists, and I've really been inspired to do that. And just to be honest, you know, I have a great time poking a little fun at myself, having one hand. So It's been a great life, and I'm very blessed.
Well, you're not halfway through, and folks, can you believe what you're hearing here? Here's a young man that was born with one hand. He became a professional bowler on the PBA tour. the Professional Bowlers Tour. He's a business executive with a fabulous career after some maybe 30 years. He was a child actor in a famed cult classic Hollywood movie. And then in his adult years, a few years ago, married with family, he woke up one day and realized there was something not correct in a place in his body, and the diagnosis was malignant cancer. And after those treatments, he battled through and became victorious. He's an inventor. I spoke Saturday morning, and we're going to talk in a minute about this very fun, cool, with a little bit of magic in it, product that you're going to want to get one. And then he is a professional entertainer. He's a comedian with, headlining stand-up comedy appearances around the valley and a lot more to come. Let's go to your comedy, Mike. Tell me about some of your venues where you've headlined, and what do you accomplish on stage? What is your goal on stage being an entertainer?
I think the goal really is just to have people look at, I'll say it this way, handicapped people in a different way. You know, I'm very comfortable in how I am. As a matter of fact, you know, I really like having one hand, you know. I it's the one I'm missing. It really upsets me. I'm kidding. You know, I'm joking, of course, about that. I'm kidding about that. You know, here, just don't ask me to open a jar of pickles. That's it. Then we're good. You know, then we'll be friends as long as no, but and that's it. You know, I really have a good time with it. It doesn't make me feel any different. Everyone's so welcoming. So that's really what it's all about, being on stage, is to just make people laugh and, you know, hopefully just all of us being accepting of one another.
And you play golf and you love golf.
I wish I would have picked up a golf club before I picked up a bowling ball. I love golf. It's not even, it's 100-1 between my golf and bowling. I golf all the time as much as I can. I don't even really bowl it at all anymore since I pretty much retired from the tour. Golf is a major passion of mine. Love it.
You know, I know that networks like Netflix and Hulu, and probably we could name a list of others, you know, there's Amazon and there's Google and there's Apple. They all want content that is not only family oriented, but it also has a message. They want inspiration too. Isn't that true, Mike?
I believe it is. You know, all those networks are, you know, they're certainly in a battle with themselves for supremacy. And one of the ways to do that is to have original content. And I think a lot of it right now has to do with inspirational content. And, you know, that's, if I was going to talk about a stretch goal in my life, that would be a stretch goal for sure, is to try to get something on the airways, the old way to say it, if you will. And, you know, just, again, show maybe a broader audience a little different perspective of someone like me.
When I first met Mike Boland, he noticed that I was left-handed. He goes, "Oh, you're left-handed." And I said, "Oh, yeah." And without hesitation, because he's a professional and timing is everything, he said, "Me too." And he held up his left hand, which is the one you were born with. And I didn't know at the time whether to laugh or not, but then I realized it was okay. You know what I love about golf and, well, I think sports in general, is that they are so inclusive. They don't see any limitations to people. Anybody who wants to participate at whatever level they want to. And I did a whole series of television shows about the inclusivity of golf this last summer. And we're going to do a wonderful segment that will be on my television, folks, with Mike Boland. And we're going to talk about golf's inclusivity, but we're also going to talk about his comedy. And we're going to talk about who he is as a person and how he's going to inspire you while he makes you laugh. And that's going to be on my television show as a full segment coming up in the very, very, very near future. Lots going on. And by the way, speaking of the show, Hank Haney is all the month of November. Folks, make sure you tune in to Bally Sports Arizona, and the other ways you consume your television all around the country. You can get me on DirecTV. You can get it on Comcast and Cox and over in San Diego and Los Angeles and, well, just everywhere. And you can go to Matchplay TV, all one word, Matchplay TV, on my Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube channel. And on the YouTube channel, you can see many, 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 many of those episodes, especially the ones during the summer about inclusivity. And you'll be able to see Mike Boland's episode, which we're going to be filming and airing here very, very soon. So, Mike, I'm excited for that. Now, let's get to something funny. You, and I say funny, this is one of the coolest little things I've ever seen. And I've been talking it up to nonprofit charitable organizations to give it away as a gift in their golf tournaments or their corporate outings. And it's called the Two-Fisted Drinker. Okay. Now, you've had this product for a number of years and successfully been selling it. And we're really going to be widening the audience of your brand. What kind of a mind comes up with a product called the Two-Fisted Drinker when they are a one-fisted person?
I love that question. You know what's funny about that? I was really hoping to market it towards one-handed people, but the market was so small. No, I'm kidding about that. You know, there's like three people that would have liked it. No. It's great. You know, I it's kind of tongue in cheek, but I think it's a really neat product. It's actually, you know, for a beer mug, I've got three patents on it, and I'm very proud to say that at various times in its existence, it's been the number one beer mug sold on Amazon at various times, and really looking forward to the holiday season. And I think it's a great gift for that beer lover in your life, if you will. But I'll tell you a quick story. My brother has a young son and has a little betta fish, and they put a little betta fish in the Two-Fisted Drinker, in the clear Two-Fisted Drinker, and that little betta fish would swim between the two mugs, because the way it is, there's a porthole at the bottom, as you know, Ray, that
gives it's you the little magic. Yeah, it's the little magic. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. Gives you the ability to share your liquid between the two sides. You can do Bloody Marys and Black and Tans, if you will, but certainly, you know, just an Arnold Palmer if you'd like to.
You can have an Arnold Palmer. You can have a Coca-Cola. It just means that you don't have to fill up two mugs. You fill it up one time, and as you drink out of one side, that magic happens, and you've got the Two-Fisted Drinker, and you can go to how do they get the mug?
You can go to twofisteddrinker.com. And everything's on there. As a matter of fact, Ray, I started an offer today for your listeners, 15% off everything on the site.
Oh, my, golf. Great. Excited.
Type in golf at checkout, and you'll get 15% off.
Okay, so there's a code there, folks. Type in golf. You know what? I should have got that in the newsletter. I don't know. Well, you know what? We're sending it out again. We'll put it in the next round of the holiday gift guide that's coming out. So the code golf, there you go, for the Two-Fisted Drinker. It's very affordable. You can brand it. Mike can put your logo on it. His company will put your logo on it. And if you want to have it out there for your golfers as a golf tee gift item or a corporate outing gift item, you got to get one of these. They're great. They're wonderful. Now, I've got listeners that are writing me, asking me question over question. Mike is going to be coming on with us on and off several times over the next year, and Mike and I are going to be spending a lot of great time together. The next time he's going to give us a little bit more comedy routine. They want to know, where can they see you? When is your next stand-up routine as far as venues here in the Valley?
I've got a couple. Thursday I'm going to be hosting an open mic at Improv Mady in Chandler. And then on the 27th, on a Saturday, the 27th, I have two shows at JP's Comedy Club in Gilbert at 7 and 9 o'clock. And then the last show this month, on the 30th, I'll be at the Film Bar. That's a Tuesday. That'll be at 7 o'clock also. That's on 2nd Street near Fillmore.
Okay. All you need to do is go to Mike Boland, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, MikeBoland.com. Read all about Mike. Find out more about him. And his venues and his next stand-ups will be on there. And you go to the Two-Fisted Drinker, TwoFistedDrinker.com, to get the product. MikeBoland.com, though, to go find out where he's going to be, get your tickets, get into those comedy clubs and see Mike. I'm doing it. And more to come with Mike Boland. Mike, thank you so very, very much. much for being with me tonight. And we'll be talking to Mike very soon again. Remember, the holiday gift guide is coming your way. If you want it, golfadams@msn.com. Write to me. We will not be on the air 1 week from tonight, November the 22nd, the week of Thanksgiving, 1 week from tonight. We will not be on the air because we have a wonderful sporting event happening, and it's going to preempt a couple of the shows. All that's happening next Monday evening. We will be on this coming Saturday on Great American Golf. I'm going to be playing the Longer Jimenez and Stephen Alker exit interviews I did yesterday. So stay with me. Stay with KDUS 1060 right here in Phoenix, Tempe.